Good evening and welcome to a KUWS radio special event, Superior Radio 1929. I'm John Munson, Northern Regional General Manager of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's my pleasure to introduce tonight's program. This is something we've been hoping to produce for the past few years and only recently have found the resources to make it happen. Superior Radio 1929 is quite a rarity these days. It's a locally produced radio drama. All of the information you're about to hear is real. The names and events are taken out of the Superior Evening Telegram, October 29, 1929 edition, to give you a genuine flavor of what a radio station in Superior would have broadcast the day the stock market crashed. The music we play is also authentic to the 1920s. Even the weather report is from that day. We're especially proud that two broadcasting legends have come out of retirement to be the talent for Superior Radio 1929. Lou Martin and Jack McKenna have more than 100 years of broadcasting experience between them and bring what we believe is as accurate as possible, a portrayal of what radio might have been that historic day in 1929. Superior Radio 1929 will be a weekly program broadcast at 7 o'clock Thursday evenings and 5:30 p.m. Fridays on KUWS. Each program will be about a week later in 1929 and later into 1930. I find it especially interesting to hear about the local politics in the Superior region as reported in the Evening Telegram and to hear some of the old names come back to life, so to speak. Now, KUWS Radio is proud to present Superior Radio 1929. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to a Superior afternoon. This is your announcer, Jack McKenna, and we'll have all the popular recordings of the 20s in the next half hour. We hear from people who make this half hour possible. First, there's the Trade Home Chain Shoe Stores, 5 o'clock news, with Lou Martin. Good afternoon, Lou. Big doings with the stock market today?
Good afternoon, Jack. We're watching Wall Street closely. Jitters all week long have come to a head as the stock market has fallen by almost 40% since the beginning of the month, with some of the sharpest drops today. While some are calling it a crash, news out of Washington and the Hoover administration officials are insisting that we will not feel any adverse business effects from what is being called Black Tuesday. Hoover's Assistant Secretary of Commerce, Dr. Julius Klein, is expected to make a statement shortly about today's Wall Street crash. Pointing to President Hoover's statement of last Friday on the business situation, which expressed high confidence in the industrial structure of the country, Dr. Klein said the purchasing power of the nation is still strong and may be expected to continue that way. The demand for commodities shouldn't be affected by this crash. Still, traders' jitters continue. Since the stock market high on September the 3rd, the market has fallen 40% with today's losses. And Jack, we'll be watching our United Press wire for any more bulletins from New York or Washington regarding Wall Street. In other news, the search for the first man to fly across the Atlantic Ocean continues. Rescuers are combing Newfoundland for Urban Dittman Jr., who left a week ago from Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, with a note saying, "I'm bound for London." Dittman's family continues to hold out fading hope for the Montana aviator, whose small monoplane, the Golden Hind, which carried 165 gallons of gasoline for this historic trip. Other airmen were following Dittman's attempt with interest, including Minnesotan Charles Lindbergh, who was also considering a cross-Atlantic flight. In news closer at home, the Douglas County Sheriff's Department continues its investigation into the shooting death of 35-year-old Omar O'Connell. Reporter Mike Simonson has been following the story for us. Mike?
Lou, it appears that Mr. McConnell and Mr. O'Connell and fellow hunter Basil Fall of Foxborough were checking out a trap line about 80 rods of County Trunk M. That's about 5 miles from Highway 53, 50 miles south of Superior. Undersheriff Fred Williams is investigating the death as a possible hunting accident. Fall witnessed the shooting, telling Undersheriff Williams that he was about 50 feet behind him when Mr. O'Connell suddenly threw his arms up and fell face forward to the ground without uttering a sound. Mr. O'Connell lives in Cloverton, Minnesota. It's just across the state line. Fall says once he realized O'Connell was dead, he rushed to his car and contacted Douglas County Deputy Sheriff Edwin Anderson. The theory that Mr. O'Connell was shot by someone guarding a moonshining still in the woods was discounted by Williams, who believes that he was simply mistaken for a deer. Mr. O'Connell was wearing khaki clothing and could have been mistaken for an animal. In this case, Lou, camouflage worked against Mr. O'Connell.
Well, the crew of the grounded ore carrier, the William B. Pilkey, remained on board their stranded ship another day. They have so far refused to be taken off as they fight to free it from a boulder next to Gravel Island near Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Crew members have told Coast Guard rescuers they prefer to stay on board and try to save the ship from floundering. Miserable weather at the head of the lakes kept several ships in the Duluth Superior Harbor this afternoon, although two freighters did leave the safety of the port for Lake Superior. Only the Homer D. Williams and the E.W. Parney left in 40-mile-per-hour nor'eastern winds and 35-degree temperatures today. Work continues on the new 21st Street Viaduct in Superior. Steel girders are being laid this week in the northern Pacific portion of the bridge, while steel reinforcement is being laid above the Great Northern Railroad tracks. The 21st Street Viaduct will connect Billings Park to Tower Avenue and the Superior Business District. A new elevator is needed for the Middle River County Sanitarium. Members of the Sanitarium Committee are taking bids this afternoon to install an elevator and other fixtures there. William Farmer of Birch Avenue was rushed to the hospital today after being struck by a car driven by E. Daly at Belknap and Grand. The lad was rushed to St. Mary's Hospital in Duluth, but released and taken home because his injuries were slight. This has not been a productive day at the county work farm for Superior inmate 29-year-old Jalmer Walden. He stepped from the portals of the work farm into the hands of police officers. It wasn't Mr. Walden's first attempt. He had already was serving 30 days for a previous escape. He'll have another 30 days tacked on to his sentence. Now we'll have news including the latest from Superior's Little Theater after this message from the Trade Home Shoe Stores.
Thank you, Lou. You know, Trade Home has a guarantee of the greatest shoe values in America. Take some of these items. A girl's two-tone shoes, $1.98. Sizes all the way up to 11. His boy's leather boots we have with pocket containing a knife. How about that, boys? $2.98 for those boots. And for men's Golden Kid Romeos, $1.98. Those, of course, our bedroom slippers, and we can always use those. And in two colors, black or brown. We have the ladies' Oxford pumps, straps, and ties. Lots of style, lots of variety, lots of quality. Trade Home chain shoe stores are at 1307 Tower Avenue, right next to Stacks. Okay, Lou, it's up to you.
Well, thank you, Jack. Now our theatrical review of Superior's Little Theater by the Evening Telegram's Harriet Farrig. Good afternoon, Harriet.
Good afternoon, Lewis. Shades of the departed great, who trod the boards of the old Orpheum in its palmy days, lurked in the scenery, which the Superior Little Theater purchased from the Orpheum last spring and used for the first time in a performance of New Brooms on Tuesday evening in the college auditorium. It was almost as though the divine Sarah Bernhardt held the prompt book or Kevin Bacon stood in the wings and smiled on the players. The cast, some of them veteran amateur actors, some of them with comparatively no stage experience, seemed fired with whatever it is that makes actors give good performances and sympathetic interpretations of their roles. Consistently, the acting of the whole group was excellent, and New Brooms scored such a hit as put any of last season's productions in the shade. The audience didn't quite know what was up, but they appreciated the fact that ability was having a free hand and were the most appreciative and enthusiastic audience a little theater cast ever played to, though not one of the largest. Moreover, they laughed in the right places, which put the actors at their ease in many a difficult corner. That's all from the Twin Ports Thespian Activity, Lewis.
Well, thank you, Harriet. That's our 5 o'clock Trade Home Shoe Store News on this Tuesday, October the 29th, 1929. I'm Lou Martin. Jack McKenna has the best in recordings for your entertainment. Jack?
And Lou, you have any updates for us from Wall Street this afternoon as they come into us on the UP. Now from our wax recording collection here on KUWS,
the latest popular numbers from 1929 with some golden pieces from earlier this decade dating back to the mid and early 20s. Thank you. The KUWS radio weather report from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth for this Tuesday, October 29th, 1929, a date that will remain in infamy. Skies are clearing today after the stiff nor'easter rolled through last night. It was chilly. It'll be balmy by comparison, and the wind settles down to calm conditions. Today's high around 50 degrees, with a low tonight back down to 22 degrees. Skies will be mostly clear for the rest of the week with a nice Halloween forecast, and temperatures should stay in the 40s for highs and down to about 15 to 20 degrees later this week. That's the latest weather from the Bureau at 7th Avenue West and 8th Street in downtown Duluth.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice music here from the bistros of our days. Our northern Wisconsin social calendar has been very busy. Sam Morris of Barnes in Bayfield County was surprised by a party in honor of his birthday anniversary Saturday evening. Neighbors and friends turned out, 40 in all. Refreshments were served. That from our community calendar. And Mr. and Mrs. Adolph Bromer entertained Reverend and Mrs. L. Fulmer at the Sunday dinner. And Mrs. Pearl Cromit had her two brothers, Rose and Manly DeGoller, and their wives over for a goose dinner at the Cromit home last Thursday evening. And so it goes.
Yesterday I heard a love sigh. Goodbye, oh me, oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her that you should be goodbye. That you should be, don't cry. The little cuckoo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how bad it makes me. Kiss me, goodbye, and then, oh, baby, do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. That, goodbye, don't cry. But the nurse is gonna buy. When somebody says goodbye to me, oh, I'm sad as I can be. Not so with his loving Romeo,
He seems to take a lot of pleasure saying goodbye to his brother. Chuck, 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 see, goodbye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye. Chuck, 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 see, don't cry. The little choo-choo, the little train, that takes me away from you. So, I work it out, how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then, oh, 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 do it all over again. And though I turn new things to learn, I'll be playing solitaire until I return. Cut, 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 good beef. Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Cut, 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 beef. What a boy!
The warm, rich voice of Al Jolson. Ross Brothers Company is having an anniversary clearance tomorrow and Thursday. They have been busy the past 2 weeks with their anniversary sale and now have accumulated broken sizes, remnants, odd quantities, and a few of a kind of the merchandise offered. All is offered at great reductions. Ladies, get a $65 sport and travel coat for only $39.50. All remnants are half price. $5 hats are now only $2.89. So hurry into Ross Brothers Company tomorrow and Thursday.
Talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we do. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Yes, indeed, the vocals of If I Had a Talking Picture of You with Paul Whiteman and his favorite orchestra. From Evans Market at 1101 Tower Avenue in Superior comes these fine specials. You know, Evans is used to putting out fine, wonderful produce, like Jonathan apples, 69 cents for 10 pounds, can you beat that? Cucumbers, 10 cents a piece, and some even for a nickel. Oranges, 2 dozen for 25 cents. Bananas, 3 pounds for 21 cents. Grapes, the Tokay grapes,
2 pounds for 19, even celery, 2 stalks for 25 cents. And so the story goes on and on for Evans Market at 1101 Tower Avenue. Give them a chance. That was everybody's old favorite by Paul Whiteman, Dardanella. Coming up is NBC News at 5:30. We'll see you next week, same time and same place, for our Wax Recordings Hit Parade on KUWS. Lou Martin will bring us to NBC with this update from Wall Street. Lou?
Well, thank you, Jack. The stock market reports continue to be very volatile even today. The ticker is 82 minutes behind the selling and the buying, mostly selling on Wall Street today. A brisk early afternoon rally has turned to another major downturn, according to reports from our United Press Wire service. We'll have reaction from local businesses and look to see how this may or may not affect them and you on our next program. For Jack McKenna, Lou Martin speaking.
This has been Superior Radio 1929. It's a weekly original production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Superior Radio 1929 executive producer is Mike Simonson. Assistant producer is Brianna Pearson. Help in gathering material for Superior Radio 1929 comes from the Superior Public Library, the Jim Dan Hill Library, and the Superior Daily Telegram. All of the events reported on Superior Radio 1929 are actual accounts as reported in the Superior Evening Telegram of that date. Your comments are welcome and important to us. Our address is KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Again, that's KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Superior Radio 1929 airs Thursday nights at 7 and Friday evenings at 5:30. This is John Munson. Good night.